Welcome to the ALUX.com podcast, the place where future billionaires come to get inspired. The world of today and that of tomorrow is radically different than that of yesterday. We're going through the biggest transfer of wealth and the biggest societal and cultural change in modern history. By the end of this video, you'll understand what's one or two steps ahead. So get ready, as today we're looking at 15 changes of the new world. Hello, ALUXers, and welcome back to the Sunday Motivational video as we equip you with the knowledge to navigate the world that's around the corner. You're probably feeling it as well, but the world around us is changing at an accelerated pace. So here are the biggest changes that you'll experience. Number one, you don't need degrees. Schools, as we know it, are done. The university experience is over. Kids today are learning from home over Zoom. The local teachers weren't equipped in the past to train kids to navigate the world they'll be immersed in even a decade ago. The pandemic was the last nail in the coffin of a dramatically outdated educational system. Why do you have a bored, underpaid, and underqualified teacher explain to your kids things that they can learn in the same fashion from the absolute best in their field? Picture this. The best math teacher in the world teaching math to everyone. It's not a problem of scale anymore. Teachers still have a function as follow-ups to the lesson and offering support in the educational journey of the child, but they're no longer the primary education source. Teachers should be paid like athletes, where the absolute best of the best earn ridiculous sums of money because they're the ones returning the most value for the consumer. We're experiencing a drastic shift in education. You're asking kids to be focused in a 4 to 5 hour Zoom call when you know damn well you wouldn't be able to do that. Education will be gamified in the next 3 years. You should be able to cooperate and enjoy the puzzle of learning. Companies like Fortnite, Roblox, and Minecraft could easily serve as gateways to an educational metaverse that's built properly. We see no reason why true education focused on teaching you how to problem solve and make decisions couldn't be gamified as opposed to the traditional model focused on memorization and regurgitation of meaningless information. Number two, hours in the office don't matter. Nobody should care how long it takes for you to get the job done. Payment for services will soon be priced differently. Pay by the service instead of payment by the hour. Payment by hour incentivizes the service provider to take a longer time to finish their work, when it should be the other way around. Why are we punishing those who are really good at their job and can get the same work done at a fraction of the time spent? The old system is flawed. With the rise of smart contracts and oracles that are able to read real-life data and securely send proof to the contract, work based on results is a superior form of remuneration. As for those few things where deliveries are dependent on time quantity, such as entertainment or one-on-one counseling, live streaming payments are already being tested. Instead of paying for the full price of an online self-development conference, you could stream only the speaker of your choosing and not minute by minute, but second by second of content. The total cost would be incrementally lower than the entire ticket price. Premium content consumption will soon be treated as utility. Think about it. You pay for electricity based on how much of it you consume. Number three, your office or business is your laptop. Office buildings have taken over cities and have crushed the soul of the community in the process. Instead of having beautiful cities, we've been crushed with glass skyscrapers and neon lighting. What a horrible way to live. Nobody wants to come to the office anymore. Why waste hours of the day in transit when you can get the same work done from your laptop and use the remaining time to spend with your kids or on your hobbies? The trade is obvious. The entire commercial real estate market is suffering, with a big focus on office buildings. For the first time since the Industrial Revolution, we're looking at the collapse of the workplace. Building owners are converting their office buildings into apartments in a last-ditch effort to capture value. In fact, the number of office buildings converting to apartment spaces has almost doubled in 2021 compared to 2020. 41% of all conversions have been from corporate to residential. Your home has never been more important, which is why prices are going up like crazy. Real estate is proving to be the second best store of value in this decade, competing with Bitcoin. With software eating the world, there isn't much left for it to eat. We're approaching the complete softwareization of the market, and your entire business will be run from a single laptop that you can carry with you no matter where you choose to live. Number 4. Patriotism is replaced by chosen communities. There's a continuous loss of trust between the populace and the government. People are no longer trusting their elected officials to make the best decision for the masses. We know they're corrupt, we know they bow their heads to big corporations, and we know they couldn't care less about what we need or want, but would sacrifice you in the blink of an eye for their own betterment. That's why people no longer have that attachment to the home ground. The sense of belonging is no longer there. Nobody is representing you anymore. So we find communities of our own. We congregate around communities that share our values, our desires, and our purposes. This has been reflected in our behaviors on social media apps as well. Community-driven apps and features have seen a massive tick in adoption. Communities are center stage of the new world. Since you can live anywhere, work from anywhere, and most of our active time is spent online, digital communities are becoming the norm. People will work for money, but they will die for recognition and to protect what they believe in. Patriotism is struggling with the second half, and we're seeing massive migrations around the world where people want better returns for their contributions. The healthcare system in the U.S. is a joke. Tax brackets in California have transformed Los Angeles into a barely livable city. This is why Americans are moving to Puerto Rico and Europeans are buying secondary homes in Emirates like Dubai. Number 5. Platforms are stronger than governments. We saw this firsthand when Facebook was deciding players in the United States elections and the Brexit referendum in the UK. Nothing has been more humiliating to a nation state than when Twitter decides to turn off the mic on the President of the United States, Donald Trump. It doesn't matter who the person is holding the mic, but take a moment to think about the idea that a technology platform has the power to mute the leader of the most powerful military and one of the most powerful economies in the world. If you can silence a king, you are the king. This is brewing a hatred toward private enterprise that's meddling with basic human freedoms. Humanity doesn't want to have their digital presence monitored by Zuckerberg or free speech to be banned and deplatformed if you go against the consensus of the cancel culture mob. This is why Facebook is losing users. This is why Mark Zuckerberg's metaverse will never become a reality. And when we say metaverse, we're basically talking about the new version of the internet that's coming under development. Sure, platforms like Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, Instagram can have their own room in the metaverse, but we sure as hell don't think it's a good idea for them to control the doors and the hallways. This is an idea that we've discussed with the founder of Ethereum, Vitalik Buterin. If platforms are now stronger than governments, then communities are able to make or break platforms. It's time for an upgrade on the platform side of things as well. Number 6. The internet is the largest marketplace to ever exist. Every year, the United Nations publishes a long report on trade and development. We've read the entire 238-page document, so you don't have to. But the conclusions are pretty clear. It's been estimated that the global internet traffic in 2022 will exceed all the internet traffic up to 2016. Emerging countries are accelerating their adoption of the internet and being onboarded onto online commerce and content consumption. Digital goods are on the rise as well, and there are even multiple experts expecting the digital goods marketplace to rival that of physical goods in the following decades. Media is already a fully digital marketplace, and with the rise of digital scarcity through NFTs, most physical goods will be tracked and owned through digital correspondence. When you buy a house, you get your ownership papers. You get a copy, the notary keeps a copy, and the local government keeps a third. What if all of them are destroyed? You lose your proof of ownership. This is exactly what ISIS did when they infiltrated Mosul. They burned land records to cause complete chaos. But with the proof of ownership in digital ledgers, property can be traded from anywhere in the world. We're investors in a blockchain-based company that is tokenizing real estate assets. Basically, you can fractionally own a building on the other side of the world legally. The rent gets distributed to the token holders. Tokenized ownership and fractional investments are one of the biggest financial breakthroughs of our generation. If in the past it was only the privileged to have the option of using financial instruments to build wealth, the internet, and more precisely the new internet, will allow anyone from anywhere in the world to use even more powerful tools than ever available before. Number 7. Find your sense of purpose or feel lost. Society is changing fast. We've seen a decline of church and religion. This has made society more materializing and more pragmatic with their actions. It's allowed our civilization to become richer and richer from a material perspective. We've run the experiment long enough, and the data shows that religion keeps people poor. The richer the population of a country, the less religion has a direct impact. But in the process of ridding ourselves of religion, and if you've been an Aluxer for any amount of time, you know damn well where we stand on this front. We all lose something as collateral damage. It has to do with the idea of belonging to a physical community with a spiritual conscience. This new generation is feeling a little lost and alone. Talk to any 20 or 30 year old and you'll see that outside of immediate family and one to two close friends, they experience feelings of loneliness. This generation is searching for meaning. Their entire world is in chaos, and the rules of the game are changing before their eyes. They grew up in a world that is no longer there as they matured. Value systems are evolving as well. This is the main reason why we've seen a rise in social issues. People simply want to belong, so they join groups that accept them. Number 8. Your online reputation is your CV. With degrees becoming irrelevant, we still need to see proof of ability if we're going to engage in economic trade. That's where your online activity comes into play. Twitter is your resume. Your YouTube channel is your interview or proof of work. Showcase what you build, and those who want to buy it or hire you will find you if you're good enough. We receive countless emails from people wanting to join the Alux team, but they never mention what they're able to bring to the table. Here's a pro tip. If you want to get a job at any company in the world, start working as if you were working for the company already. We guarantee that if what you put out there is valuable and contributing to the success of the company, they will find you. If back in the day the phrase, "if you build it, they will come," used to apply to customers, now it has migrated to quality workers that are doing the building and companies that are coming to them. Number 9. War is outdated and seen as primitive. Look at what's happening in Ukraine right now. Tanks, military men shooting metal slabs and threatening a complete societal collapse with nukes. How primitive does the idea of going to war sound to this generation? Because that sense of patriotism has gone out the window, what would it take for the government to convince you to go to war and kill people you don't know? Those are power games of the past. We have technology now. Drones, unmanned planes, economic, trade, and innovation wars. When the goal is to save the freaking planet and create a civilization back up on Mars, starting a war seems completely out of the narrative. It's almost Neanderthalian in nature. If countries want to compete, do it in technology progress. The country who generates the most value for humankind gets to sit at the top of the leaderboard and we'll all clap for them. But unfortunately, that's not the case. Humans are selfish beings, drooling over power and afraid to ridicule or lose status. It usually takes a century for the leaderboard to change, and we're seeing live the collapse of the United States economy and the rise of China. The problem is that although China is winning the economic volume war, their values when it comes to human rights, privacy, and freedoms are not aligned with those of countries who are crushing it in that department. See European countries, Japan, even the United States. Only time will tell to see how this plays out. Number 10. The new rich have different values. You know how old money wanted to have the largest mansion possible? Well, those properties are now on the market and nobody's buying them. And it's not because people can't afford them, because every day the world mints a new billionaire, every 17 hours, actually. Here's where your reality might glitch a bit. Someone new becomes a millionaire every 6 seconds. These are self-made people who don't necessarily look at money and wealth the same way the previous generation did. The new rich want to be happy and fulfilled. While Jeff Bezos is taking down bridges for his mega yacht to be able to exit in an attempt to win the measuring contest, the new rich don't put that much emphasis on public displays of wealth or the massive consumption of resources. Sure, you want to live comfortably, but the houses of the new rich are smart homes that are sustainable. They offset their climate footprint and invest their wealth into life-changing tech. The who's got the bigger home narrative is for the past generation. The new rich simply want to have enough to live a comfortable life, not having to worry about money problems and use the excess to build cool shit. Just look at the youngest self-made millionaire, Sam Bankman-Fried. He barely cares about material wealth and is donating his fortune at a faster pace than any billionaire before. We're going through a cultural shift, Aluxers, and it's time for our generation to put their foot down and decide what we're going to do with the wealth that we generate. Number 11. Old people can no longer offer advice. We've officially reached the point of complete disconnect. Think of it like this. For the boomer generation, they've got 60 years of a certain speed of change. They were raised in the aftermath of winning a war where wealth was abundant and costs were low. You could buy a house with a regular-ass job. Now you need a doctorate and a working spouse to maybe see the light at the end of the tunnel in your lifetime. Their brains matured in an offline world and are unable to comprehend the complex implications of a collapsing economic system, of societal uprising where your privilege you enjoyed hasn't been transferred through generations, and it's not that the rules of the game have changed. This is a completely new game. Working hard no longer builds wealth because the currency is devaluing faster than you can produce it. You need a mix of builder and sales mentality. You can no longer spend 10 years getting really good at one thing, because in 10 years, the entire market will change 4 or 5 times. We live in a period of non-linear, where instead of walking in a straight line to your goal, you have to jump from moving tile to another moving tile in the hopes that jump after jump, you'll eventually be closer. This generation is off fending for itself and figuring out where it's going in the process. Number 12. Privacy is more important than security. One thing became clear in recent years. We really care about our privacy. The state will always scare people into trading off their privacy in exchange for perceived security. You know where you're most scared? In a cage. Nothing can get in the cage while you're in it. You're no longer free, but you're secure. The question becomes, are you willing to live your life in a cage just for the sake of perceived security? What is there really to be afraid of? This new world wants to be left alone. It wants to be free, to feel alive. This is a major difference between this world and the old one. We'd rather be less secure but free than secured and controlled. Look at the populace of North Korea or even China or the US. The fact that they monitor where you are, what you like, who you're with, what you talk about, what you don't like, is infringing on your individual rights. This is one of the reasons we're moving away from a cash-based society. They want to be able to track where your purchases go. This is why they're not allowing you to buy anything over $10,000 in cash. It's about continuous monitoring and control, disguised as protectionism from illicit activity, when in reality, we've seen illicit activity still getting a green light from them. People don't want to be held to a standard that others are free to ignore. This is why we've seen a rise in the privacy narrative. Facebook lost over $200 billion after Apple limited its data mining abilities last year. Apps like Signal and Telegram have been growing like crazy because people want to protect what's theirs. Protecting your online activity has become paramount. You can take control of your online activity with simple tools like a VPN. We've reached out to the VPN company that we use, NordVPN, and they've agreed to offer an exclusive deal to our community. If you go to alux.com/VPN right now, you'll get 72% off a 2-year plan. You buy it once, and with one click, your online activity is anonymized. This is a phenomenal deal, and we've already been actively using the service for years now. Privacy is a key narrative moving forward, and this new generation is willing to pay in order to take back what's theirs. Number 13. Power needs to be decentralized. The system is flawed. We need a better system. Although centralization has its perks and is proven to be crucial in the development of the old world to get us to this point today, it's no longer needed across the board. The entire financial world is on the verge of disruption through decentralization. Banks are one of the richest entities in the world, and it turns out that everything they can do can be automated, securely stored in code, and processed at a fraction of the cost. The idea of electing officials that vote on your behalf on issues that you care about is full. flawed. We've got face ID, blockchains, and digital passports. The time has come for us to vote on the issues that are important to us on an app on our phones. Direct democracies are probably one of the immediate solutions to be implemented, especially if they prove to be effective on the local level. You're paying your taxes every single year. Do you know where that money goes? Probably not. What if you could hand-pick where a portion of those funds will go? If there are potholes on your street, you could prioritize them, or focus your efforts on upgrading your neighborhood's school or park. In the past, we've delegated powers to others, and they have mismanaged it. In the new world, power is coming back to the citizen. Number 14. Developed societies are borderless. At the beginning of this piece, we mentioned that your entire business or your office now fits on your laptop. We also discussed the rapid digital infrastructure development and the distrust we all have in our local authorities. People are moving around the planet like never before. Why should I stay? Give me a reason to live here, to contribute here, to pay taxes here, to use my skills and my ability locally. Where you live is probably the most important decision you'll ever make in life. Geography determines culture. It determines the people you'll hang out with, who you're going to marry, what business opportunities you'll follow, the food you eat, and the air you breathe. If this is the new world, best believe that people are looking for the highest return on their time. Number 15. Wealth is abundant and accessible to everyone. This new world no longer has gatekeepers. You're no longer chosen by a higher hand that will give you what you want. In this new world, you build it yourself. You need no one's permission to do it. Online, you have the same voice as a multi-billion-dollar company. You and them are fighting for attention. You have all the tools necessary to learn, build, and grow. If there ever was a time where meritocracy was at its peak, it is now, Aluxers. There's never been so much money, so much wealth generated in such a short time span. If you're smart and focused, it won't take you much more than 5 years to build more than enough wealth for you to live a comfortable life. People are scared of change, holding on to relics of the past. Those who embrace the new will be the biggest winners of this change. The list could go on and on, as we're sure you've experienced changes firsthand in your life. So we're passing the question down to you. And as for those of you still watching, well, it wouldn't be a true Alux video without a bonus. So here it is. Education and community are the key to thriving in the new world. Over the years, we've pondered what it takes to not only maintain the momentum of change, but also make the most out of the new opportunities that arise. The asymmetric opportunity lies in a consistent rhythm of consumption that keeps you plugged in, and the people that you spend your time with, the community that you're part of. Here at Alux, we want to be able to offer you both. We want to keep you connected to what's happening, as well as be one of your digital friends. So in less than a month, we're coming out with the Alux app. The goal is to digest knowledge. Think of the app like a shot of insight that you take daily that will level up your thinking and decision-making process. We designed it as a tool to push you to be better than you are right now. Once we all get that rolling, we want to activate the community. Calls, private meetups, Q&As, community-funded projects that have a real impact on this world. We want to change the narrative, Aluxer, and we want you to be a part of this. Our goal has always been to give you guys more than we take from you, which is the valuable time that you spend with us. We feel like there's a core group of Aluxers that are different, that want to be part of something big, and we can't wait to connect with you and see how we can change the freaking world together. The next phase is closing in. From the screen on your phone into the real world, we're all gonna have a blast, okay? If you're going to thrive in this evolution, please write New World in the comments, for it's ours to conquer. Let's do it together, Aluxers. This was a great podcast today, wasn't it? Thank you for spending some time with us and taking another step toward improving the way you look at life. If you're hungry for more, you can always go to our website, alux.com, or subscribe to us on YouTube. The entire alux.com team wishes you a very productive day.